Hey everybody, just a quick word before we start this week's episode. We are now the proud sponsors of Timber Outdoor Music Festival. It's a brand new music festival presented by Artist Home, co-creators of Dough Bay Fest. It's going to be good. Timber attendees will enjoy the likes of the Helio Sequence, Fruit Bats, Quasi, Noah Gunderson, Brian John Appleby, Lamolo, and many more. Many who have been on this very show. And it's going to be so much fun, guys. It's going to be 2 days and nights of camping, outdoors, and music in Carnation, Washington. Timber is going to take place July 26th and 27th. You can find out more at timbermusicfest.com. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 149, and what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden. And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Welcome, folks. Oh, my God. Episode 149. Part one of our Sasquatch extravaganza. We've got so much content to bring you, folks. I had a great time. We'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about meeting some great people, some great artists, and talking to them. And we'll bring that all to you in this here episode. I'm tired. I'm weak. I'm beat up. But that's you know, what is to be expected with spending 4 days out in the gorge in George, Washington. Yeah, that's right. It takes place in a town called George. That's where the gorge is. It all rhymes. And it is absolutely such a wonderful place. And it's beautiful. Beautiful out there. I was lucky enough this year to go out there as part of TBTL, helping Luke do some things backstage. So I got the whole privilege set. I had all access throughout the grounds. I could go anywhere, talk to anybody. It was awesome. But it was definitely draining, and I'm really, really tired right now. Really tired. I took the day off. Thank God. I had the foresight to do that. So I'm laying in bed and recording this episode for you guys. And we've got a ton of stuff to get to here. So we should probably just get started. Let's see. We've got a nice little chat with Sean and Kimmy. Sean DeTore of the Mixtape and the Ron and Don Show there on Cairo, and Kimmy Klein, the beautiful traffic reporter for Cairo. We're going to be talking to them really quick. We got a nice short little 4 minute in-car session that we did on our way out there. Sean was nice enough to drive us both out there, and it was great. It was a great ride. And then we've got ZZ Ward going to grace us with her beautiful voice. The band Odessa, this electronic band up from Bellingham, and then Red Fang. We're going to close out everything, I think, today with Red Fang. Got to talk to those guys again, hang out. They were a little bit more awake since the last time I talked to them, so that was good. And yeah, we'll chat with them, and we'll bring you all the music from said bands to your ear holes. And I hope you guys really enjoy it. Like I said, I had a great time. It was wonderful to get to meet all sorts of people and see a lot of friends that we've made during the 3 years of doing this show. We've made a lot of friends, and it was nice to see people back there, just hanging out and drinking copious amounts of copious amounts of alcohol, because it was all free. So rad. Okay, let's do this, shall we? Let's go. Let's hear some Macklemore, because he was the headliner the first day on Friday. And just played an amazing set. The spent a pretty penny on that main stage set, and it looked fantastic. And it was a huge production. We got to see it from the crowd and from backstage. And I've got some pictures there that you can go and you can see. Let's see. I'm going to probably post most of these on our Facebook page just because it's easier to put stuff up there. But you can also, visit the website. We'll have exclusive pics on the website and then more pics on the Facebook page. So you guys can go check it out in both spots. Also, remember, you can check out all of our old episodes in our archives page at www.air-raid.net. And listen to the likes of Macklemore and Bob Saget, Dana Gould, Pete Holmes. Let's see, who else? God, just a ton of people. Mark Arm from Mudhoney. Go and check that out. Nassim. Did I say Macklemore already? Blue Scholars. Got all sorts of content there at the archives page that you can go check out. Go check out 3 years of interviews with great musicians and great comedians. So do that, right? www.air-raid.net. All right, let's get to this. Let's get to this, can we? Let's do that. Let's just pop on some random Macklemore here, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears with special guests Sean DeTore, Kimmy Klein, in the car on the way to the festival. Let's do that. All right, we'll be right back.
Return to the Mac, get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy up. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the Fortrait busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go? I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility.
Sounds great. Does it sound great? I think that we should. I would like to do it then at the place. Maybe we find like 10 minutes to sit down.
Yeah, totally.
Like you, me, and Kimmy.
Totally.
Or whatever. Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about?
Is it starting now?
Oh yeah, it's been going.
You guys, don't worry. This backup won't last long.
What's that?
This backup won't last long. I'm checking traffic.
That's Kimmy Klein. Cairo Radio's Kimmy Klein. Kimmy, who are you excited to see at Sasquatch this weekend?
I'm excited for Vampire Weekend, Build to Spill. I'm interested to see what Primus 3D is. Aren't you?
Yes.
What the hell?
I'm very interested in that. I don't know.
I'm wondering if they're even going to be there or if it's just going to be like the Gorillas or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know? They're just going to have a screen and like distribute 3D glasses to everybody
I
or something?
I almost feel like they're too old and they probably won't be there. When was the last time you heard a Primus song?
It was probably around the year of Pork Soda.
Wow, that was like 95 or 96. That was a long time ago.
I used to, and Sailing the Seas of Cheese.
Oh, that's a good one. Jerry was a race car driver. They've been putting out records, though, somewhat steadily over the years. Like, they played Seattle maybe 2 years ago.
And hasn't Les Claypool been doing, like, side projects?
Oh, yeah. The Flying Frog Brigade, and, you know, he's had a whole bunch of different stuff.
Less Claypool. I want more Claypool. Screw
it's
that.
It's a wonder why you didn't win that pun, the pun off in Austin, Texas.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, and Macklemore. Or Mackle-less.
So we're sitting here in Sean's car, in Sean's Volvo. Yeah, I gotta say, Sean, you're a very good driver.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's been a pleasure so far.
Yeah.
We're on the road to Sasquatch 2013. Sean, who are you excited to see?
I'm excited to see Michael Jackson. Isn't he playing?
He's playing right now.
He's playing in my car.
On these two little speakers, these two little cardboard speakers that you have. That look like you may have got them for free from Geico Insurance.
I found them at Goodwill. They were a dollar. And so we're listening to my iPod.
Yeah.
But
it's a good thing we're kind of stuck in traffic right now on I-90, because we wouldn't be able to hear this if we were going
to. I know. We're just rolling slow. This is not bumper-to-bumper badness.
And you would know.
Yeah. It's only yellow on the traffic map, which is decent. Oh, and by the way, today is Father John Misty.
Oh, yes.
Youth Lagoon, Arctic Monkeys. Yes.
I'll tell you who I'm excited to see is Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. It's this DJ producer from England.
I was wondering what that was all about.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to look it up.
He's really, really good. I'm excited for him and Primus and Macklemore will be fun. I've never seen him. And Deep Sea Diver. There's just a good old handful of so many great bands that are playing this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going
to
be fun.
What about you, Aaron? Who are you excited to see?
I'm excited to drink whiskey and walk around the desert.
Well, we do have an economy-sized bottle of Jameson.
Of Jameson?
Yeah.
Thanks to Kimmy. Thanks, Kimmy, and thanks, Costco.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we'll talk again from the festival. Does that sound good?
No.
Let the night come before the price run. Some might run against the test, but those that triumph embrace the fight, cause the fears that prove that courage exists. Come on, now let the night come before the fight's won. Now some might run against the test, but those that triumph embrace the fight, cause the fears that prove that courage exists.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed that little cut from the drive out there. I know. So we got there. We set everything up. Everything is a go. And I'll tell you what, the excitement was palpable. We got there pretty early. And then we just kind of started scoping everything out. You know, you got to get the lay of the land. When you're there to work, you got to get the lay of the land of the grounds first. Because you figure out where things are, and then you start just setting up interviews. And for things like this too, like, you are emailing constantly and texting publicists and tour managers and things like that, and it's a lot of work and it's exhausting. But you're also drinking at the same time. So what I had to do was download this app on my phone. And really kind of keep track of what I was doing by posting these little post-it notes on my phone for this app. It's a great, great little app, guys. Great little app. Post-it notes, I think it's what it's called. Anyway, that kept me on track. And we ended up doing this. We ended up talking with ZZ Ward. ZZ Ward, she was one of the first acts that went up onto the main stage, the main Sasquatch stage down there. She was just a sweetheart of a lady. Very, I think actually, maybe I shouldn't call her, I should call her a young woman. Sweetheart of a young woman. I love her voice. And she was just so nice. And I got to sit down in her green room and chat with her for a little while. So let's do that. Turns out we had a little bit in common because she was from Roseburg, as was my father. So we talked about that. We started out talking about Roseburg a little bit. But I think you guys will enjoy it. This song she put out last year. It's called Put the Gun Down. It's fantastic. ZZ Ward, coming up soon. All right, guys, we'll be right back with more for your ears. Stay with us.
Got crimson eyes, a screaming body, face is young, she must taste speed. She drops those pennies to her knees, walking on my happy home. She won't give up until I'm gone. I think I'm cursed.
More straight.
Yeah. I try not to talk too much. It's never been, so usually people are like, you can say more. I'm like, I don't really want to. But I'll try and give you something.
Okay. Cool. So do you like playing the festivals?
Yeah.
Festival circuit?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played too many festivals, but... This one was so fun today. I mean, it's just such a different feel than playing inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's such a party, and it's just, you know, it's outside, it's beautiful out. I mean, it's gorgeous here.
It is awesome. I was looking, I was backstage just about an hour ago, hanging out with some people, and just watching, like, you can see, like, the rain coming down, but the sun was coming through the clouds at the same
time.
It's
incredible. It's
unreal.
Honestly, like, I've seen it in pictures, but it doesn't really do it justice.
Yeah.
Like, I literally am, like, looking over there, and I'm like, I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park in the movie where, like, they come up in the helicopters, and they're like...
That's exactly what I thought about when I saw that scene of the hills, because it's all, like, everything looks, like, really rolling in the background.
Yeah.
And, like... Yeah, totally. You a big Jurassic Park fan?
Yeah. I love the first one. I remember actually when I was a little kid, I like laid on the ground in the movie theater because I was so scared. And now they brought it back, which is like, I mean.
And in 3D.
I'm talking about the first one. The other ones were cool. Yeah. But the first one, I thought it was amazing, the first one.
Yeah.
So I didn't go and see it when they brought it back, but I should have. I don't have time.
You're pretty busy now.
Yeah, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
I'm super busy. Yeah, we just started. This starts off my summer tour, so I'll be on the road for about a month.
Okay.
And to
now, are you headlining shows from here on out, or are you doing more festivals? Because this is kind of festival season now.
I'm headlining my tour, and then I'm doing festivals.
Okay.
So, and I happened to get sick, because I went to Europe, and then I played a festival in Texas, and then I flew home and had a photo shoot, and I had a music video, and I lost my voice. So, I'm like. Today I was like super scared that I wasn't going to be able to sing.
It sounded good though.
It worked out.
It sounded really good.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. And you're from Roseburg, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad is from Roseburg.
Shut the front door.
You can say the F word.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering about that, but I wasn't going to ask you like when you're recording. Shut the fuck up. That's crazy. What does your dad do in Roseburg?
Well, he just grew up there. He didn't do, I mean, he...
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he was a kid. I mean, he's got so many cool stories, though. Like, I used to love my dad sitting me down and telling me stories about his childhood, because Roseburg sounded like... Roseburg and Astoria are right next to each other. Of course, you know that. People listening may not, but... and it was right on the water, of course, right?
Wait, what? What was on the water?
Roseburg.
Well, depending on where you live.
Right.
It's not right on the water. It's on the there's a
river.
It's
the just, river. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you live by the river.
He lived close to the river.
Okay.
To the river. Sorry, I've had a couple drinks.
Oh, that's so, okay.
Yeah.
A little slippy. That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about, right? Yeah, but he would tell me about, like, going down to these piers when he was a kid with his brothers to collect, like, baby birds.
Oh, really?
From underneath the piers that would, like, nest underneath the piers. And then they would raise these birds in his parents' house, my grandparents'
house. That's really interesting because we raised a Canada goose one time up there.
Really?
Yeah, what's with at least Roseburg people raising birds? And I have a bird now.
It's like a thing!
I have a bird. Like, we raised a Canada goose, and now I have a parakeet.
Uh-huh.
That's my manager. It's okay.
Yeah.
I have a parakeet. Her name is Hoggle. I had two, and then one of them died.
Really?
And now I have a bird and a dog.
Have you taught the bird how to say anything? Like,
no,
can't speak.
They say that parakeets can repeat you and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never were. The boy before he passed away used to like imitate sounds, like this kissy sound that I would do.
Oh,
would
really?
Do it, but they never did words.
Oh, that's too bad.
So
yeah, we had a parakeet when I was a kid, and my dad had found it because he worked for the ferry systems in Seattle, and they had these lockers set up outside, and he found a parakeet wedged in between these lockers one day.
Gosh.
And brought it home, and we had this parakeet for like, I don't know, 5 years, and it was the meanest bird ever. Like, we would let it like fly around the house, and then at one point it was like, it was just such a mean bird, like we put it out on the deck, like the bird cage out on the deck, and just open the door, and it wouldn't leave.
Oh, really?
But you'd take the cage inside, and he would leave the cage and fly all over the house, yeah.
Wow, yeah, they can get kind of aggressive, I think. The boy was a little aggressive sometimes, but he's so much fun, though. He has such character, and the girl is very chill.
Yeah.
And now that I have a dog, she hates me. She's like, why did you get a dog? And now I can never be out.
Right, right, yeah, but, yeah. So let me ask you about your music a little bit. Now we're getting into stock questions of the interview. How did you find your sound? How did you find your voice?
Well, I'm looking for my voice today. I found my voice when I was like 8 years old. I must have sang before that. When I was like 8, I was singing in like some school, like. Some school like concert or something, and all the kids started to get really excited when I was gonna sing. They would like start asking me to sing for them and stuff, and I was like, I started telling my dad, I'm like, people are like asking me to sing for them, like, do you think that I have a good voice? And he was like, I don't know. And then he started like teaching me how to sing, because he sang.
Yeah.
And so it's really funny, like, other people noticed that I could sing before I could, because I was like, I don't know what, like, how do you know if you're a good singer or not, you know? I guess people tell you, and then you realize that you have a talent, but, so that's how I found my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I mean, I used to listen to my parents' blues albums all the time, like Muddy Waters and Helen Wolf and Big Mama Thornton, and my brother's hip-hop CDs. I used to steal his hip-hop.
Older brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nas and Jay-Z and Outkast and Biggie. And I love the beats in hip-hop, and I loved the drive in hip-hop and, like, the stories and just, like, the honesty of it, of the hip-hop I was listening to. Mm-hmm. And I love the sincerity in the blues, and I love the voices of the blues, and I love just, like, the emotion of the blues. So I grew up listening, you know, I listen to other music too, but like those kinds of music for some reason just would always resonate with me.
Yeah.
Like even to this day when I was watching Django, and like some song came on that was like bluesy and like had this beat to it, and I was just like, ugh, like it just melt. Like I love it. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, you know, like I don't know why certain people are attracted to what kind of music they listen to, but that
There's something very, very raw about, like, original blues music.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember having, like, an old album of, like, 1940s John Lee Hooker.
Dope.
And it was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't recorded well.
Yeah.
Like, the recording sounded like shit.
Yeah.
But, like, his voice and the way he sang it was just, I mean, it touched you.
Yeah,
you
totally.
It got you right in the heart.
Yeah, and I don't know. For me, that always just, like, I loved listening to it, and it's kind of what I became.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, was it something that you had to kind of find, though, or was it something that you always had? Because you've got a very smoky, bluesy voice.
I think it came natural to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why that my voice. I always had a powerful voice since I was a little girl, but I could always wail, and I think I don't know. You know, there's something in between there. There's a kind of magic I can't explain. I don't know why. You know, I sound the way that I do, but but I don't know. I love those kinds of music, so my record is just like it's a mix of the two. And it took me kind of a while to embrace my sound because I moved from Oregon to Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
4 years ago. And, you know, I came down and I was doing, like, singer-songwriter stuff. And I was just trying to fit in, kind of, and I didn't really know what kind of music I should be making. And then I met my manager, Evan Bogart, and Evan just kind of, you know, he found out one night that, like, I was at the Key Club listening to, like, Freddie Gibbs because I was a big Freddie Gibbs fan. I am a big Freddie Gibbs fan. He's on my record. And he was like, what? You're going to a Gibbs concert? And I was like, hell of a yeah. Like, I'm such a big fan. I fucking love Gibbs. And then he started to find out, like, how into hip-hop I was and how much I loved it. And that I used to do, you know, I used to do hip-hop shows in Eugene where I was in choruses for local rap artists. And I'd open for, like, Mike Jones and, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony when they come through McDonald Theater.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, like, you know, it was a big part of my past, and I couldn't really see it until it was kind of like, you know, it's like, and plus, you know, when you come down into, like, a new music scene, like, it's intimidating. Like, everybody tells you, you know, something, and you don't know who to listen to, and everybody wants to give you advice, and you want to succeed, and, you know, I was just really lucky that someone told me, you know what, why don't you just be you? Make music that you love and let's, you know, try that. See if people like it. And that's what we did. So that's what I did on the record.
Yeah. So has this always been it for you, music wise?
Yeah, it has.
This has been the goal, the dream. It's been to do music.
Definitely. I don't know. Like, I used to, like, I lived out in, like, the sticks, and, like, I'd have, like, an hour bus ride to school every day, and I used to, like, listen to music on headphones, and I just, like, look out the window, and I just think about being a recording artist. Like, I mean, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a recording artist, but now I say that. I wanted to be a singer, you know? But I just, it was always something that I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
Always wanted to do music, and I don't think that, you know, I'm good at some other things, I'm sure, and if I really wanted to do something else, maybe I could do it, but...
Yeah.
You know, I connect with people through music, so I think that's what
many
we should be
many
doing.
People don't know that you are a fantastic accountant.
No,
like that's your fallback plan.
I'm so bad with numbers, so bad with numbers. I'm like the worst. Literally, like it is not my strong point. I don't even know how I made it through high school. Just kidding.
I still question how I did that as well. Yeah.
Now so, reading, I was always good at like language and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Talking, I'm a good talker.
I can tell. Even though your voice is a little subdued right now, I'm getting that. I'm getting that vibe. So, is there anything that like you still want to do? Like you've gone really far. You've done very well for yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lot I want to do. I mean, you know,
like what? Give me an example.
I mean, for example, like I just drove up here today and I was like, what? Like I'm playing the main stage? Like you guys are kidding me. Stop it.
You didn't
it.
Even know that you were playing the main stage?
I didn't put it together for some reason that I was playing the main stage. And so, I mean, like for you to ask, like, that's very sweet of you to say I've come a long way. But like for me, it's like, what? Like,
well, you live it. You live it.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of sees it from the outside.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But you know. I mean, like... You know, I mean, there's, it's, some days it seems like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. And other days it's like, like, man, I got to get more music out there, you know? Yeah. So, there's other things that I'm interested in, but I feel like I need to conquer music first. And, I don't know if I'll ever feel like I will, but we'll see.
Okay.
I want to play this festival again next year. There's so much to do out there. I want to keep touring. I want to write more songs.
So what's coming up next now?
Well, right now I'm going to go out on this headlining tour, and we're doing going out throughout the States, and then we're doing some other festivals. We're doing Firefly Festival in Wakarusa and Bumbershoot. The music video, another music video coming out.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just filmed it in LA. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah, and we have some, we might have some new music coming out too soon, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And where can we find you online?
It's very simple. It's like zzward.com.
Is there a www in front of that? Maybe an HTTP?
www.zzward.com.
Got it.
And then I'm zzward on Twitter. I'm zzward on Instagram. Follow me on Vine, because Vine is, if you haven't heard of it, it's amazing.
Vine's the shit. I have an Android phone, and there's no Vine.
Aww,
there's no Vine for Android
That sucks. Yeah. I love Vine. It's just, I don't know why. It's like, for me, it's amazing with Vine, because even through pictures, your fans can't really get to know you that well. But through video, they can get to know you better. So
they can hear your voice.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Yeah. And you making it back to Roseburg anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm playing the Half Shell this summer.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's great. Go find some birds underneath the pier.
Yeah, down on the
river.
Raise another Canada goose.
Though. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go and be like, bring the birds.
make the goose and the parakeet a special friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thanks, ZZ.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
All right, that was our chat with the lovely and talented ZZ Ward. I had no idea how much of a big deal she was until I saw the size of her tour bus. Holy shit, guys. Shit snacks. She was great, though, right? Great. It was a wonderful conversation. All right, next up, we have the boys from Bellingham, Odessa. These guys were really great. I usually don't like electronic music. I'm just gonna say that right now. But man, these guys have got something really good, and it's kind of like a throw. And I think I say this to them too. It's kind of like a throwback to the older electronic music, the stuff that I kind of grew up with, Fatboy Slim, things like that. None of the big pounding weird electronic like robot sounds, right? I'm not into that. Not into that at all. God, maybe they have a different album that has that kind of stuff on it. Maybe I shouldn't have. Shit. Maybe I messed this up. I don't know. Anyway, this is Odessa. The song is called Above the Middle, and you can get it. I'm pretty sure you can get it out now. It's out now, folks. Let me look this up. I totally forgot to have their stuff all pulled up here. Summer's Gone is the album name. So check it out. Odessa is spelled O-D-E-S-Z-A. So, Bellingham boys, man. Local guys. And they were super, super cool. So check these guys out. Okay, this is Above the Middle. We'll be right back with more. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
like, I mean, this season of Game of Thrones has gotten, like, super confusing.
It's getting out there.
I think they're trying to cover a lot of ground.
Well, yeah, but it's like, I can't, like, I was trying to, we were trying to figure out who, the, what the guy's name is, Jon Snow's name was, before we started this, and I can't keep track of the, all the fucking characters there right now. Like, I'm so lost as to, like, especially when this season first started, like, what the hell was going on.
It gets a little out of hand, but
yeah.
That's why the books have, like, I'm pretty sure they have, like, dictionaries of names, so you can look
up. Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah. Kind of like a J.R.R. Tolkien. Kind of thing,
exactly.
Right? With the Lord of Rings, yeah. Did you guys read the books?
No, haven't read any books, so I think I might do that.
You haven't read any books?
I mean, ever. Any books ever, yes. I am illiterate.
I read Clifford, and then I was done.
And then
Dr.
finished.
Dr. Seuss, and that was it.
I dabbled with Calvin and Hobbes for about a month.
That was done.
Then it was over.
I'm a Berenstain Bears kind of guy.
Dude, Berenstain Bears, there's something about how that book is drawn. Like the illustrations.
Creepy, yeah.
No, it's just awesome, right? Like those, the cartooniness of it and stuff. Like when you were a kid, like that was the jam. Berenstain Bears was the jam. Yeah. What else?
Comics.
Yeah.
I used to
what are you guys into?
I used to read Calvin Hobbes a lot.
Yeah.
I read Dilbert.
Yeah.
Read
Dilbert
Foxtrot.
Too. Really?
Yeah.
Foxtrot was the best.
Yeah.
Foxtrot.
I was comic
the best.
Dude. Then I got into graphic novels.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like into Walking Dead and
totally, yeah. I'm a design major, so originally I was doing like art for a while.
Okay. So are you guys in school right now?
No, we both graduated.
Oh, okay. Recently graduated?
Yeah. I graduated last summer, and I think he was, well, I don't even know.
A couple months before that. Yeah.
So did you guys go up Western?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's
yeah.
correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been doing this project, Odessa?
This is pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah?
So we've been doing our own individual thing for... I've been playing like piano for a while and stuff, but we didn't really start getting into production until like sophomore year in college, and then I did my own thing for a while, he did his own thing for a while, and then we ended up meeting up senior year and be like, hey, we both kind of like similar things.
Did you know each other?
No, I had no idea. We had a mutual friend that introduced us like senior year.
Uh-huh.
So he used to check out his music, and it worked out, so it's pretty...
And it's been going well, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. It seemed to work out.
Yeah,
well.
We're doing all right. We're playing Sasquatch on Monday. Yeah, totally. I felt so bad, like, walking up here. I was like, shit, I'm going to have to tell them that I didn't make their set. Like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
It's
kind of
like,
bad.
Right?
I have no
but
idea
you guys haven't even played yet.
So.
Yeah. No, I was sent your album, and I'll be frank with you guys. Like, I'm not normally into electronic music.
Yeah, that's right.
But I started listening to you guys, and I was like, this is it, man. This is like, this
wow,
is good
you,
shit. Because it kind of, it's reminiscent of like the older style electronic. It's not like a dubstep where there's a lot of those swooping in like bass sounds and stuff, you know?
I think we try to keep it melodic.
Yeah.
We try to, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we love. Hopefully that sinks in somehow.
Well, I think you guys have a really good sense for like pop.
Exactly.
It's like, I think that's what makes like good electronic music is something that people can, it's easy to listen to, and it's like, you know,
but
it
there's
gets,
layers
it
there.
Gets, yeah, totally, and it gets you going a little bit, right? It gets the energy up.
No, that's what we're that's what we're kind of aiming for. It's just something that's accessible to a large audience, so it's got that pop feel, but yet the drums are loud enough, you can kind of feel that groove and whatnot.
Right.
Beat heads get into it.
It's really our pop experiment overall. Totally, because I think we're...
Is it still considered an experiment?
Yes.
I mean, this should be
totally
kind of a real thing, right?
No, we're always trying weird stuff. We're trying to try weird stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be really boring for us if we were just like, well, that was a good song. Want to just make that song 50 times?
Yeah.
That would suck. So, yeah, I mean...
That'd be a failed experiment. That's what that would be. Yeah.
I think what we try to do is find, like, weird sounds and be like, how can we make this, like, really easy to listen to but interesting? So.
Yeah. Well, okay, so clue me in on this, like, how do you guys construct a song? There's two of you.
Right.
It's electronic. I haven't seen you guys play yet, so I'm excited to see that. But so, like, do you hear sounds out in the day to day, and you're like, that's something we can use? How do you go about finding?
It's usually like we'll have like a chord progression or something like.
Yeah.
really basic loop that someone put together, and we'll just kind of start from there and just bounce it back and forth. So we're working in the same room together. I'm working on one piece, he's working on another piece. So we're check this out, what do you think? And just kind of keep working back and forth.
It's a lot of trying to inspire each other. And so, like, we'll both work for like a week on a bunch of little things and just try to make like a base, and then we'll show it to each other and go, okay, I like this one. That one's okay. That one will work. Let's try to do something with that. Like, what about this? And then someone will jump on the keyboard and try to add something. So it's a lot of bouncing around and just picking what you like and what makes you want to create stuff.
So you guys actually sit in the same room when you're creating?
We'll have everything synced up. Just build loops. Just layer. And then once we have too many layers,
just play it through the monitors as we're going and see how everything works together.
And once we have too much shit, we just start cutting it back, and then we keep the pieces we like.
We probably don't need 50 different percussion elements on this part.
So let me get your names. I forgot Harrison and
Clayton Knight.
And Clayton. Yeah. Nice to meet you guys. Are you having a good time so far here at Sasquatch?
It's pretty epic. I've
never been to a music festival in my life. So.
Oh, really? This is like the first music festival?
My mind, and you're playing it? He's been here for like 5 years.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away.
And so, I mean, you guys are originally from Seattle, right?
Yeah, outside of Seattle. I'm from the east side. He's from Bainbridge Island.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bainbridge.
Bainbridge.
Yeah, I grew up in Indianola, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. North Kitsap.
Hey.
We're rivals.
We did not like you.
No. And I married a woman from Bainbridge Island.
Really?
Yeah.
She likes you.
She likes you.
Not really. It hasn't been working out. We just had our sixth year anniversary. Thank you.
That's awesome.
And we still fucking hate each other. It's the worst relationship ever.
We're celebrating this perfect hatred.
Right. Yeah, we celebrated our anniversary by both going to different restaurants.
Texting each other, this waiter sucks.
Yeah. How's your dinner, bitch? That's pretty much how it goes. I mean, you guys grew up around Seattle. You hadn't been to, like, folk life or Bumbershoot or anything like that?
I've gone to Sasquatch, like, every possible year I could. I didn't go last year. But I, like, all throughout college I went, tried to go. I went my senior year in high school, so I'm a usual to this.
Yeah.
Doing this whole thing from this side, as opposed to from, you know, the fan side, is definitely quite an experience.
Yeah. So tell me some of the differences, because I know it.
But yeah, I mean, just doing VIP was ridiculous. The service we got.
The best.
Dude, there's a lady making people pies.
Yeah.
What is that?
That was pretty outrageous.
And then, all the free drinks.
I'm not hungry, I saw that and I was like, I want a pie.
Did you guys go in the food tent?
No.
It's right, you got to go around the back. And it's along that kind of, like, the fence, you know, out onto the Columbia River.
Thought we couldn't get in there.
Oh, no, you can get in there.
Okay. And you can just get food.
Yeah. Sir, it's like fully catered, man. It's fucking awesome.
Wow.
Deal.
We should have done
good
that.
Good to know.
Yeah, buddy. We're helping each other. Exactly. You guys are giving me content. I'm giving you the inside scoop on where to get food.
You can get a hamburger here.
So what do you think, man? Like, is this a pretty cool experience for you?
Dude, well, I've had...
music festival ever, and you're playing.
I've had friends going here every year.
And
I've always not had the money to go. So for me,
it's quite expensive.
It's like a huge honor for me, because it's like the place all my friends could go and I couldn't.
Right.
So to be like, I'm going now and I'm bringing you guest passes, bitch. Like, that feels pretty good.
Yeah, right? Right.
But it's really exciting. I think we're all just really humbled that they're willing to let us play.
Yeah. I don't know how it worked out, but.
Were you guys contacted
our agent
pushed pretty hard.
I think he repped us pretty tough.
Really nice.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of luck, and
we're Northwest.
Some hard work. That's a factor.
Yeah, that's also a bonus, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's pretty surreal.
Well, I'm glad you guys are having a good time.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for you guys? You got any new stuff coming down the pipes or?
Well, right now we got a couple of festivals lined up, but mainly we're trying to put out some new music.
And
that'll be the second round. Will be kind of the tester of what's what. See if people actually keep up this momentum per se. So
right on.
Hopefully it goes well, and I'm excited about it. So hopefully other people are too. So it'll be interesting. That'll be make or break, I think. Big moment.
Yeah. Do you think you gain some new fans? Or do you think you'll gain some new fans here on Monday?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I mean, it's been interesting because we're playing a lot of the new stuff that we're working on right now, and that's really fun to see, like, an immediate reaction from that.
Yeah.
You can put out something online, but you get a few comments, you know, like, awesome. Like, to having a full crowd yell, oh my God, or something like that.
That's the
most amazing feeling in the world. So hopefully we'll get a few of those.
Yeah. That's great, man. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to chat with me really quick.
Fantastic.
And I'm really looking forward to getting home and watching Game of Thrones. Just talking about it, like, reminded me that it's happening tomorrow and we're all gonna be here.
So you're gonna fill me in on Monday of what I can't watch.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of it for you. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And best luck. Best of luck to. Never mind.
Alright, welcome back. Of course, we would get into a conversation about Game of Thrones at some point during the festivities, right? Everybody loves that show. And then I found out that there wasn't even a new episode this week, so which is probably a good thing because I don't got any time. I got to do this show, man. I can't be distracted by Game of Thrones anyway. Okay, so the next up, guys, we've got Aaron from Red Fang. One of my personal favorite bands. I know that I've said that on this show many times before. And when they came on the first time, they were a little tired, as you may remember. But it was nonetheless, it was a great chat, and I had a lot of fun having them here. But it was good to see them again and see them kind of a little bit more lively, because this is like the start of their tour, I think. Yeah, whereas the last time they came on was kind of the end of a little, you know, 3-day stint of shows around the Northwest. So, it's a good chat. And we start out this chat by walking up a giant hill with our food, going to the Red Fang green room to go sit down on a nice couch and just chill for a second. So you're going to hear us huffing and puffing a little bit because this hill is just enormous. It's a horrible, horrible, ugh. And then I found out that I could like enlist people to give me rides on a golf cart, which I should have figured out way earlier. But now my thighs are still burning, my feet are killing me. That's why I'm laying in bed doing this show for you guys. All right, let's do this. Let's just get it done, right? Right? All right, this is Aaron from Red Fang. Not Aaron alone. This is Red Fang. Hank is dead, and we'll be talking with Mr. Aaron, bass player, lead singer of Red Fang, here in a moment. Stay with us, everybody. Hank is dead. Yes.
Love this song.
good. Hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy.
Hot and wet.
Oh,
well, it's raining a little bit. I know. Why is this hill so big? I didn't order this. My calves are burning.
So how do you feel your set went?
It went good. There was a couple, you know, a couple hiccups, but that's sort of to be expected. We haven't played consistently. Well, we haven't played like a lot of live shows since Soundwave in March.
Yeah.
So, but it was good.
Wait, where's Soundwave?
Soundwave's Australia.
Oh, okay. Was that after that you guys came on my show? Yeah, it was after.
Yeah.
So how'd that how'd that whole tour go?
It was great.
It was because of Air Raid, right?
Because of Air Raid?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
my
of course,
show.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
It was because of the pizza.
Yes. Air Raid is huge. It's huge in Australia.
And all the stuff I fucking made for you guys.
They're not
all
giving
the guacamole.
Away to-goes anymore.
What?
They're not giving away to-goes anymore.
It's fine. Oh, yeah.
John loves to-go containers. God, that's loud.
That is really loud.
It's weird how when you come to a music festival and it's so noisy everywhere.
So you guys are getting ready to go out on another tour too, right?
Yeah, we...
John was telling me that earlier.
Yeah, we just... today sent off the final masters of our new record, which is what we've really been doing for the last several months, is writing and recording that.
Right.
And
right. Your label sent me some info on the new record.
Oh yeah, I'm curious to know what it's about.
They said it was awesome.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Have they heard it yet?
No.
Actually, Matt, the guy who owns the label, he came by the studio and wasted like 2 hours of our time listening to it, so they have heard it.
So they, so they know. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then we're leaving Thursday.
And you're doing another European tour,
right?
Yeah,
we're going over there for 6 weeks.
Man.
And going all over the place. We're going to, starting in Spain, we're going to do 2 shows in Greece, a show in Istanbul, Ukraine, 4 shows in Russia, and then a bunch of mainland Europe. We're going to make it to, finally going to make it to Ireland, and we get to play Iceland too. So
nice.
Pretty exciting.
Have you never played Ireland and Iceland?
Nope.
So that'll be good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
I'm sure you guys will do great, man. Yeah. So do you, and I don't know if I asked you guys this the last time you were on, but do you like the festival circuit? Because it seems like you guys play a lot of festivals.
Yeah. There's pluses and minuses. I mean, you get used to it. It seems like there's a lot more downtime at festivals. And the way that it works in Europe anyway, just the way our schedule works, we barely get to see any other bands. You just show up early and then you sit around a lot and then...
Well, they require you to be at the stage at a certain time.
Yeah, because they have to, you know, there's so much more, it's just so much more complicated. There's so many more logistics to deal with.
Right, right.
So that part can get kind of frustrating sometimes, but you just learn to, you know, once you learn that that's the way it works, then it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But, and it's also different, you know, you have to play shorter sets usually, which is kind of good because it, you know, you're forced to, do you want to sit up here?
Yeah, yeah, let's
go
up there.
You're forced to figure out what's, you know, what are the songs that are really worth playing today for, you know, what can we jam into 30 minutes? Is that...
Yeah, yeah.
We can actually just go into our room.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's go on.
Good. What's that?
Great show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Punch buggy, no punchbacks.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
We kind of announced that at almost the same time. So
oh, really?
I felt like I had to jump off and punch you in the shoulder.
Nice.
Great show.
Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, they give you a nice little...
It's hard to step into my cozy living room, green room.
Yeah.
This is just mine, by the way. It says Red Fang out there, but
I changed
my name.
Red Fang Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. And the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
No, apparently. It doesn't really work
it's
anymore.
It's down.
Oh, it's down.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah, it's official. It's officially dead.
Luckily, I have Verizon, so I actually get really good signal. I think that tower across the hill is...
Yep, me too, me too.
Good shape. What were you talking about a second ago?
I can't even remember.
Oh, good.
That guy interrupted us, and it's done.
Right.
Yeah, that subject's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, it, you know, being backstage at a festival like this, it seems like it might be very chill, too, right?
Yeah, I guess that's...
You get food, you get drink, yeah,
that stuff is all really great. The hospitality is usually pretty top-notch at festivals because they have to, you know, they have to feed, like, Metallica and us, so right. It ends up there's, like, a trickle... The Reagan thing actually comes into play a little bit.
Yeah.
The one issue sometimes is that if you're playing earlier in the day and then there's... If there's a, you know, it's a big festival with lots of bands, sometimes you get kicked out of your dressing room partway through, which might... Hi.
Hi. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. which might be happening right now.
Yeah, that's Amelia. She's she's one of our... part of the management team.
Gotcha.
So that can be sometimes, like, you have a home for a little while, and you're ready to relax, and everything seems great, and then... Like half an hour after you're done playing, they're like, "Okay, you got to get out of here because we got to clean the room for the next band." So
you're gone.
Yep. And then you have nowhere to go, so you can either attend the festival with, you know, you just have to stand out in the crowd or whatever, or usually we just leave.
Yeah.
So because it's just too, you're tired and uncomfortable, and you want to go take a shower or something. So, which we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't take. Don't worry.
You don't take showers.
There's no
There's no use.
What's the point?
I would imagine that Chris doesn't take a shower.
He takes more showers than I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that I don't know, just like, I don't know if it's because I take fewer showers that my body has developed
You've
this sort
equalized.
Of natural... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it just doesn't seem like I get quite as disgusting, quite as fast.
Right.
But, because maybe I have more of the good smelling bacteria all over me.
But I think
what it really is that...
It's like your own ecosystem. You got to, like,
right.
You're a biosphere.
I think what it really is that I just don't, you know, you don't mind your own farts. So.
That's probably it. Yeah, totally. So what's coming up with the new video, man? You guys talked about this the last time we talked a little bit, but...
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We don't...
You mentioned that Whitey had come to you and, like...
Oh, he did?
Was like, I've got an idea for the next video.
Oh, I guess I don't know if he came to me. So I don't know what it is. No.
Oh, okay. But
sorry.
There's nothing.
I'm sure he has an idea, and I'm sure it'll be good. But I haven't heard it yet. So we had to send him the record first, and he usually, you know, he has to listen to the song
and figure out
what's going to work, and like because
totally.
He already knows about how long it needs to be and blah blah blah. So
yeah. So how far are you guys into the next record?
It's done.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in the can.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
so
nice.
We just have to finalize some of the artwork stuff, and then.
Yeah.
And then it'll be just a moment before it comes out in the middle of October.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And are you pretty happy with it? Happy with the results so far?
Yeah. It's a lot... it bashes you over the head a lot more. It's like a lot... It's more... The shorter songs, so there's more songs on the record. I think the last one was 10, and this one I think might have 12 songs on it or something.
Okay.
So,
Is it heavier? If you can get any heavier?
No. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. No.
Am I just asking too many stock questions here?
No, I just don't know. I just don't know if it's heavier. It's faster sometimes.
Okay.
So maybe it's less heavy. Is faster heavier? I don't know.
Well,
sometimes
I don't know.
I guess if you slam into something faster then it feels heavier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
And how was playing with the or on the same stage as Metallica? Because I saw some pictures and video after you guys did Air Raid on the tour that you guys left on.
Yeah,
We
weren't playing on the same stage as them.
Oh, okay.
We were like maybe.
But you were standing backstage. Like,
yeah.
John was posting pictures.
Yeah.
Of like you guys backstage.
Yeah, I was standing
with Metallica
as close as you could possibly stand to Metallica while they were playing.
Yeah.
And it was like, whatever. No. It's,
really?
No. I mean, they're a hugely influential band in my life and, you know, musically and everything. So, we'd met them before when we played, well, at just James, and when we played at the Orion Music Fest, and then met him again. They had Metallica hosted a barbecue at the beginning of that festival, the Soundwave Festival.
Yeah.
And we hung out and talked to him for a little bit. And I think I had a little bit too much to drink, and we just landed and then went straight to the party, so we were out of my mind. I was kind of yelling at him a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean,
Was it like a bucket list item? A little bit?
I don't think that it even crossed my mind that there was any chance I would ever meet them.
Right.
Maybe
right.
when I was like 14 or 15 or something, I remember kind of having dreams about what if Metallica played at my birthday party? And like, I think I actually had a dream of them playing at my birthday, and it was just this incredible moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I woke up and I realized that
yeah.
life was still just as shitty and whatever. But that had all like gone far into the past. It was buried. And yeah. But as soon as I met him the first time, it was a pretty pretty interesting experience. But so it became very quickly went onto the bucket list and then was crossed off.
And then was crossed off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey man, thank you so much for talking with me.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Good.
This time it was we're a little more awake.
I know I gave you shit earlier when I saw you guys at the bar, but I was totally joking.
Because
I still had a fucking great time talking with you.
Yeah,
because I will tell you this right now, and I may have conveyed this the last time we talked, but you guys were a bucket list item for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well,
huge fan.
You got to get a bigger bucket.
Oh, I did. Yeah, okay. after I talked, it was basically the same thing for you and Metallica. Like, you know, a bucket list, and then I crossed it off, and I was like, yeah, we need a bigger bucket. We need a bigger bucket.
Cool.
All right, buddy.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a great tour.
Thanks a lot.
Can't
Appreciate
wait for
it.
The new album.
Me neither. Hope it satisfies.
I'm sure it will.
All right, welcome back again, once again. Man, just back and forth on this show, aren't we? Yeah. Anyway, boy, I really hope you guys enjoyed this. I had a great weekend out at Sasquatch. It was fantastic. We've got so much more content to bring you next week. So this is, you know, this is part one of the Sasquatch extravaganza. And we're going to bring you more interviews with more bands and a couple comedians next week. So coming up on the docket, man, we've got Rose Windows. Great, great band that just signed on with Sub Pop. They're just starting to kind of do some awesome stuff. We've also got Japan Droids, Surfer Blood, and Mike Birbiglia, who gets a phone call from Pete Holmes during our conversation. And Pete Holmes has some choice words to say about the Air Raid podcast, about when he was on. So, yeah, Rose Windows. Let's see. Did I have something else? Did I have something else for next week too? Japan Droids, Surfer Blood, Rose Windows, Birbigs. I can't remember. You know what? We've got so much stuff. We got so much content this year. Maybe we'll just start putting that stuff up. Maybe it's as bonus episodes. Who knows? Yeah, we'll be back next week, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have more Sasquatch stories for you, including a run-in with Mr. Elvis Costello that I'll tell you about next week. Also run-ins with the tallest man on earth, Doug Marsh, Ben Gibbard, all that good stuff. And thanks to special thanks to Lynn Resnick and Adam Zaks for putting such an amazing show together and letting me be a part of it, letting me, you know, do my thing. So they're some sweet, sweet people. All right, guys, let's go out today. Let's play a little bit more Red Fang, shall we? Because they just put on such a wonderful show. This is Prehistoric Dog, and we'll be back next week with more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears. And remember once again, too, you can get all the pictures from Sasquatch on our Facebook page and a couple of the real choice ones up on our website, www.air-raid.net. We're going to have a great, we got some great backstage shots of Macklemore through the fog, and just a great bunch of pictures. So that'll all be there. So yeah, go check it out. Facebook and the webpage, and follow us on Twitter, because there's some great stuff up there as well at Air Raid Net. All right, guys, this is Prehistoric Dog by the band Red Fang, and we'll be back next week with part two of the Sasquatch Extravaganza. Hope you guys tune in. All right, we'll see you then.